All right. I guess I'm as ready as I'm gonna fucking be.
Isn't that how it always goes? Almost always, anyway.
Yeah, but on pod, I can just like button balls.
Right. Sorry, I mean, I'm not a talker.
You're recording, aren't you? Just hit the fucking music.
Damn right.
That's all.
Before we start, Milwaukee!
Oh, Milwaukee!
Are you ready?
The gods, the drugs, the magic and rationality, it's a sin. The gods, the fate, the fraud, the messer with me. Come on.
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it.
Welcome back to the one and only DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am your commissioner and the missionaire
of the United States.
Of the Americas. And I am joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team. Never. It's him. It is him. It doth be a scientist, indeed. DPP.
And an architect.
Don't forget.
And we're back in the Thunderdome here.
I gotta mention all your goddamn nicknames. We've been here before. The show would be way too long. You got a million fucking nicknames. Yes. You're phenomenal. We all know that, okay?
That's the best part about the nicknames is I didn't give them to me, so, you know, that's all your guys' fault. I blame Platt, and I blame you. What are you gonna do? I blame my boss. My gimmick job, my shoot job, I guess.
You can blame the general. You can blame Satchel. You can blame Mike Man. Woo. You can blame a man known as Cheech.
Yeah. It's not my fault. Just saying.
It's good to be back. I'm not sure what episode is it. I believe it's
216,
something like that.
Yeah,
I think it's 215.
215. We just did 215 with the old TriCast.
Oh, that was 215.
Sure was.
Did I? Okay, so now we're gonna go back. This is gonna be interesting. Yeah, there's no TriCast was 214.
214. Oh boy. See?
DW Podcast number 214, 125, TriCast, Big Dave and Kenny Killer, Royal Rumble 2020 preview. Thus, the big show sheet says.
I post the stuff on the site and I still don't even know what episode we're on, so.
Play yourself a You Suck Jackass.
Why is that? This is way
play it. Play it. Play it. Play it. Play it.
Wait.
Wait. You suck, Jackass.
It's not me, it's the big show sheet.
Well, either way.
If I wasn't drunk or we weren't lazy, we would go back and edit this. But it's episode 215 of the DWI podcast. Welcome, everybody. What's up with you? Talk to us. I mean, the people, it's been a while since they heard from you. They hear from me every fucking week, more than once a week. So they're probably tired of my voice by now. But everybody wants to know what's crappening with the one and only architect. I mean, you are the architect. You're a scientist now, but you're still the architect, right? So, what's crapping in with DPP lately?
Well, it's good that I'm an architect as well as to help with my scientific skills because I need to understand how to craft what I do in that scientific method. So, there you go. I took a wonderful trip to Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh yeah, wonderful. Emphasis on wonderful. It sounds like.
For those who watch The Good Place, I landed in Macho Man Randy Savage International Airport and got to enjoy 75 degree weather for a week. Though that was fun. That was the best part of it. We got out of the cold here for a little bit, but it was a work trip, so I didn't really get to enjoy or see any sights, if there's any, in Jacksonville. I didn't see Blake Bortles running around or Gardner Minshew. Sorry, didn't happen. So that's been my life. That was right after the Super Bowl, so I didn't even, as much as I got to enjoy the Super Bowl, couldn't drink during it because I had to get on a plane early in the morning. So that was fun. So I had to cancel my day off for that. Other than that, you know, moved the, I know for a brief period there we had the recording studios up in the penthouse suites of the, you know, Thunderdome. Now we're back down in the basement, and I got to enjoy a negative 10 degrees this morning while I was sitting down here. It was fantastic. So, even with the heater, I'm freezing my sack off down here right now. But, that's life.
All right. Well, let's get into it this week. Let's let everybody know what's happening on the DWI podcast.
Well, we're waiting.
Well, it's the big show.
Cheat. Yeah, I thought it should have been, well, we're freezing.
I'm waiting to go back upstairs because it's goddamn cold.
All right. Well, we're going to talk a little bit of basketball as, you know, All-Star Weekend is upon us. We'll get into TakeOver out in Portland. And for last call, I don't know, we'll talk about, you know, this bald guy thinking that is a possibility he could beat a monster. So, DBP, do me that. Live. Put a clock on your neck and ring the bell. DP, quite the first half of a NBA season we've had. I mean, living here in Milwaukee, it's been glorious. Way more glorious than Bobby Roode. To have honest on our very
glorious!
Exactly. Although I'm glad he's back and served his suspension. He's looking good. He's doing good things in the ring, as he always does. But NBA-wise, I mean, the Bucks lost their first game. We'll start. Let's start where we live, right? Everybody knows this podcast comes from Milwaukee. Everybody knows that we do enjoy the national scene as far as wrestling and sports go. We love to, you know, watch and root for and check out and just drink in everything that's going on around the country as far as sports goes, because DPP and I are very big sports fans all around, from soccer to football to golf, whatever, ping pong, hi-li, even badminton. I mean, your shuttlecock is not out of our realm. So just listen up. Just bear with me, DP. How high are our expectations? Let's put this out there for us, for people. This is the one thing we can do for everybody else in sports realm, we have an advantage on. Let's give our take as gentlemen who have covered sports as professional podcasters, but are at the same time gigantic local fans of Milwaukee and its vicinity and the state of Wisconsin as far as the Badgers go, the Panthers, lacrosse, UWGB, et cetera, et cetera. The teams throughout Wisconsin, we support all of them. Right? So you got the Marquette, Wisconsin thing. You got UWGP. Lacrosse has had a thing. Whitewater's been a dominant D3 school. But we sit here and we talk about the Bucks. and we talk about how good they can be. And Giannis as an MVP possibly twice over now. So we're getting into All-Star Weekend. How far do you think the Bucks can go this year?
I feel like at this point through the season, the way they play in this first half, that it's championship or bust for this team right now. That's the way I feel. I'm all in for them just rolling through the East and getting to the finals, whoever they end up going against, and taking them down. It's amazing to watch that team and just how crazy good they are, not just Giannis. You know, Giannis, yes, the MVP, obviously the guy running the show, but even on days he's not there, you watch Chris Middleton step up, you watch Brooke Lopez step up.
I mean, they lost to Indiana the other night, but it was their first loss. They're 5-1 without Giannis now. And that's a really good Indiana team, like you're mentioning. And a guy who knows them on that team in Brogdon.
Right, which is crazy, yeah. And a guy who's Brogdon, who's amazing on the defensive end as well, and has had him very disappointed that he's not still a Buck, but I understand why, I guess money-wise, but I definitely was arguing before that I really wanted to keep him, but I don't have control over that, do I? But they're, yeah, they, I mean, like we were just saying, even without Giannis, they can roll, they can take down big teams even without him. So it's great to see that, and that's just only going to help as we get closer to the playoffs, and they can give him a chance to rest. I feel like as we get closer, if they continue this role, they're going to be number one seed, you know, locked up early and be able to rest some guys and get ready for the playoffs, because that's just, I think, what we're just waiting to get to.
On the East side of things, who do you think is their biggest contender coming at them to make the finals?
And it's tough because I thought it was going to be the Sixers, you know, coming out of this. Toronto's on a huge, coming up and getting going on a huge roll. I think they're getting really catching their stride. I mean, even though they started great, they're looking even better now.
It just finished a 15-game winning streak, lost. I mean, Bucks had 18. I mean, that's an impressive feat.
That's crazy. It's insane.
Pascal Siakam is a fucking superstar.
Yeah, Siakam's a superstar. Van Vliet's just continuing his role from the end of last season.
Just crushed the Bucks in the playoffs last year.
Yep. And, yeah, I think they're probably going to be the team. I mean, Boston looks good, but they seem to be up and down. I don't know if they just can't get their roster figured out and get their synergy together, because they just seem up and down a lot. And Sixers are just, oof, I don't know.
How about the Heat adding Iguodala and Crowder? Pretty Crowder awesome. We're very familiar with Crowder. I mean, me and Platt were talking, and he was talking about Iguodala being added there, and I said, I think Crowder's going to have a bigger impact on that team than anything.
Could be. I think he felt like he was underutilized. I mean, after he left Boston, I was like, what really happened to him, you know? He just seemed like he disappeared for a while. So maybe that gives him a more prominent spot, and he can step up, especially on that team with the, you know, they seem to be surprising everybody this year. Nobody thought they were going to be where they are. I feel like it's going to be Toronto again, and you know I feel like we should be able to get past them. I mean, I just feel like everybody in the East that we've seen, that we've played, just doesn't look as good, as fluid as we've been, as the Bucks have been looking. It's just crazy. It's crazy to think that. But they just, I don't know, if they just have the right chemistry, the right guys that are just doing it all every day, every game.
Let's swing it over to the West Coast. Is there anything that you can see other than L.A. versus L.A. and seven games in the same damn building for the final series?
Man, it's tough to say. I could see, Houston getting there, maybe. They trade away their big guys. They're just going all in on small ball here. I think what they're starting center is 6'8", I think, something like that. So, it's going to be tough for anybody outside of them. The Nuggets have looked good, but I just don't think they have enough of the power to continue to get there, to get past the Clippers or the Lakers at this point. Otherwise, everybody else is just yeah, just on that second tier. The Jazz are, you know, have played pretty good. The Thunder, not too bad, but otherwise after that, you're kind of just at this mediocre level of players, of teams, I guess.
What about Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic out in Denver?
That's what I was saying. The Nuggets, yeah. Nuggets look pretty good, but I just... They don't seem to be as consistent as the other teams. I guess the Lakers and the Clippers. In comparison to those two, it's just tough. And with the Lakers with George, or the Clippers with Paul George, and the Finals MVP there. What's his name? That guy who beat us, you know? Do I have to say it?
The who?
That guy that left Toronto, you know, that guy.
The why'd he beat us?
Yeah, you know. I think just come playoff time, they're just going to, you know, ratchet it up and just, you know, step on the gas, and they'll be able to get by them, whoever they end up playing. And, yeah, it's tough to see anybody else than the two L.A. teams getting there.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. That's DPP's take on what's coming forth after the All-Star break in the NBA season. So maybe we should talk some wrestling? I don't know. What do you think?
I suppose.
All right. Well, let's do it like this.
Velveteen Dream. Bro.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this weekend, and it's a Sunday night. DP, it's a Sunday night.
Boo.
Yeah, I know. That's how I feel, but
yeah.
Nonetheless. So the first question I want to get to before we get into the card, which I know you got pulled up over there.
Yes.
Is. My first question is, it's on a Sunday. It's another step towards its own brand, its own touring brand. I mean, these are always on Saturday, and now it's on a Sunday, and it's on its own weekend, and we're not going to have it co-aligning with the other major weekends, apparently. So isn't this just another gigantic step in cementing the fact? And I asked Max Holiday and Andrew Balazs the same question, in the fact that NXT is going to be the third touring brand. It's going to be Raw, SmackDown, NXT. They're all going to be equal very soon, like within 24 months. So it's 2020, it's February, so I'm saying by 2022, the turn of the year, we will all consider WWE being a tri-branded company.
Man, I'll tell you, I think that it's going to happen this year. I think it's going to be at the very least Survivor Series.
I mean, doesn't it make sense?
Perfectly does, and like you said, this is the first step towards it, and I think eventually it's going to lead to just if they... It's going to be interesting to see how they do this, because at one point they split Raw and SmackDown in separate pay-per-views, and then they went back to being one. If they're going to bring NXT into the regular pay-per-views and have their matches as part of this Raw and SmackDown and NXT in a pay-per-view, and just... I don't know how they're going to fit it all into one goddamn pay-per-view. It's going to be like 6 or 8 hours long every time. Because even this one now, they've started to do 3-hour shows on Saturdays, right? And this is going to be 6 matches now instead of what we normally got, 4 matches, I think, and now we're getting 6. So, it's just expanding, like you said. And at some point, I feel like it's going to be after WrestleMania, maybe all the way to Survivor Series, but they're going to start... This is going to be their thing now. It's going to be they're going to have their own touring brand. They're going to be part of the main roster. That's just the way it's going.
All right, let's talk about NXT TakeOver Portland. Let's start right away. Any chance Rhea Ripley loses the title to Bianca Belair? Because, I mean, we're totally working towards Charlotte and Rhea, right?
Right, and I hate that they do this because it makes it feel like Bianca Belair has absolutely no chance to win this match, and that's pretty much the way it is, right? Rhea Ripley is going to be wrestling Charlotte Flair.
Here's my objective for that match. Make Bianca Belair look like a million motherfucking bucks and bring her up to Raw, because her man's already up there with the Street Profits, so you know the couples roll together in WWE, which is great. I respect that. I love that. That's perfect. And Bianca deserves to be up there. Like, they could totally use her on Raw. Like, she goes. She deserves a championship at some point here in the very, very near future. And she's got the background too with everything she's done.
And she's got a great character.
Mark Henry brought her into the business, you know?
Yeah. And she's got an absolutely great character. She's killing it. She knows what she's doing. She knows how to use that character very well. I could easily see her moved over somewhere. And especially now when you talk about them all three being the same, move her over to something else. Even if she takes over for Rhea Ripley, you know, if they wait till WrestleMania and have her beat Rhea Ripley somewhere right after that and take the title and move Ripley around, something needs to happen. They've just got too much talent in the women's division right now in NXT and nothing going on anywhere else. She would be a great person to move to one of the other two brands.
All right, let's slide the topic down to Keith Lee. Let's bask in his glory. And DP, tell me, like, I don't think he loses the belt here, but at the same time, like, where is he going? What do you see? What's your projection for Keith Lee?
And it's really tough because Keith Lee is just, and we've talked about it, and I've talked about him for a while, that he is just absolutely killing it. And it's just been, I feel like they've just been giving him every single opportunity, and he is nailing it every time, and the crowd is behind him. When I talked about on, you know, the Royal Rumble, that they were going to have somebody, you know, and Keith Lee was one on my list of getting in front of Brock Lesnar, having that showdown to see how the crowd reacts, and they fucking...
And he went, who the fuck is this guy? He went, who the fuck is this guy?
Who the fuck is the big fucker?
Yeah, who the fuck is this guy?
That was great. That was absolutely great. And so having him doing that, having him being in the ring with Roman Reigns at the end of Survivor Series, during their Survivor Series match, just leads me to believe that they're going to put him somewhere on Raw or SmackDown very soon. Either that or I would love... I don't think he loses the title here, but this match is going to be the showstopper of the fucking night, because these guys, we've seen them work before, and they are amazing together in the ring. I think this is going to be your match. This could steal the show on a night that has a ton of show-stealing opportunity matches. But I think I would love to either see Keith Lee lose this title and then all of a sudden just surprise the hell out of anybody and just squash Adam Cole and win the title, win the heavyweight title, the NXT title, in like a surprising fashion on an NXT regular show. Otherwise, put him on Raw or SmackDown and make him just an amazing star, because he can kill it and he could be awesome in any one of these brands.
All right, NXT Tag Team Championship, Undisputed Era. Now, when we get into the Undisputed Era, you know, they already lost one belt. Are they going to lose another belt here? Is it the tag belts? Is it the championship belt? Do they not lose a belt here? What's going on? Where are they going with the Undisputed Era? You have Red Dragon versus the Broserweights. And I mean, you know where my heart lies.
Bro.
But I want to know your opinion, DPP. I want to hear what you have to say about the Undisputed Era defending against the Broserweights.
I absolutely love the Broserweights. This is just a fantastic pairing that has just taken off, and it's just been so entertaining to watch Pete Dunne in his stone demeanor face and Matt Riddle trying to have fun, and Pete Dunne just playing along with it. It's just been hilarious to watch, and it's fantastic. And when these two guys wrestle each other after they break up, it's going to be even better. But I'm really hoping that they do win the titles right here and carry them at least maybe to WrestleMania and break them up, or break them up somewhere in between and they wrestle each other at the WrestleMania event. One of those two would be perfect, but I feel like... Go ahead.
Can we do a sidebar?
We can sidebar.
On people you wish would have won tag team titles, don't you wish Edge and Randy Orton, instead of like knocking Edge out and like letting him rest, they could have been friends and just like had fluff matches as tag team champions? You know, Edge could have kind of worked his shit, and then they could have turned and then done it. Like, Rated RKO could have been tag team champions again instead of Randy turning right away on Edge. talk to me about that. How do you feel about my thoughts there on booking?
I like it. I was kind of digging Randy Orton's character before he did the whole turn here, like to go super heel. Like his just the way his attitude.
You know, it was coming. It was awesome. Great.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like cool. How nice, Randy, can you be before you fuck someone over like so hard, so raw, so dry. So dry. Yeah. You really drive. I really drive at home with the dry, right? I mean, so dry. 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 You're ringing a bell.
I think Rated RKO versus Rollins and Murphy could have been pretty fun for a couple episodes. And maybe they took the titles from them. That would have been a lot of fun. And maybe they held off to WrestleMania.
Are we talking about Rollins and...
Buddy. Our buddy. Good buddy. Hey, good buddy. Murphy. Good buddy.
Oh, Buddy Murphy. Oh, but, oh, that's good right. Murphy. The most recent victim of a one name.
Yeah. You got the... Get your first name out of there. Yeah. Yeah, that would have been fun. It would have been fun to see them, yeah. Maybe could have got some ring rust out and been on a tag team for a little while. It could have been fun. But, yeah, I feel like the Undisputed Era is going to lose their tag titles here. I think the Bros-Rate's going to take them. I think this is the downfall of the Undisputed Era losing their titles and moving on to Raw or SmackDown, maybe right after WrestleMania. I think maybe Adam Cole holds on to his title and loses it at the WrestleMania show. Or maybe he loses it here too, but I feel like one after the other, yeah. You know, what's his name? Roderick Strong lost his title. Undisputed Era tag team, Fish and O'Reilly, going to lose theirs. Cole loses his. They move on to the other brand. Bring him up to Raw. Have him battle against, Rollins and the Disciples or something.
Quick thoughts on Dakota Kai versus Tegan Nox, the winner of this street fight. Any chance either of them are looking at NXT gold in their near future?
I think this one will carry on for a little while. Maybe if they do a WrestleMania show, I doubt Rhea Ripley's going to wrestle at it because she's going to be wrestling Charlotte at WrestleMania. So I don't see it for a while. Maybe later in the year, but these two have had a good. Their feud's been really good. They've had a lot of passion. It's been a good feud. I think this street fight will be awesome, and they'll probably keep it going. You know, maybe up until WrestleMania, they'll have the blow off between these two in like a cage or something like that.
All right. The last thing I wanted to ask you about, and you know, I think it's probably going to be the best match on the damn card. Johnny Gargano taking on Finn Balor. DP, I think this is the most intriguing matchup of the entire damn card. I mean, these two guys, I'd give them 30 minutes and just say, hey, tell me a story.
This one is one that could steal the show. It's going to be tough. There's a lot of great matches here. These two guys who, like you said, 30 minutes, they could easily put on an amazing match for 30 minutes because they both have stamina. So it's going to be fun to watch. I'm curious to see which way they go with this thing.
Overall, it's going to be a great card. The last thing I wanted to talk to you about and bring it up, and I brought it up with Max, and I brought it up with Andrew, and I brought it up on the side with some other people that we talk to regularly, is it's a Sunday show. It's a third touring brand. It's going to be a third touring brand, right?
100%. It's
this not right Saturday. Deal was cemented. It's Sunday. It's not it's Saturday.
It's on its own. Right.
I mean, the Sunday proves it, right? You totally agree with me that the Sunday proves it.
I think the Sunday proves it, and I think the solo proves it, that it's not attached to another show.
Well, they've done that. They've done that already. They have had solo Saturdays, but, like, it's a Sunday now. It's not Saturday. It's Sunday. Here's a pay-per-view. It's on a Sunday, same time. Here's your 9-hour preview show. Get up in the morning. Watch the... Yeah, I'm not going to do that again. Okay, I won't. I've had a great time previewing NXT Portland. I can't wait to watch it. Kayfabe, 2 days from now. I'm not sure when the show's going to go off. Just whatever. But, all right. We got one last thing to talk about, and that generally means that we're going to go into last call. But before we do that, I don't know. Strowman's favorites? Strowman, Bronze? Bronze favorites? Bronze? Bronze, what are we doing?
We're doing.
Welcome back to the sensation that's sweeping the nation, as Christopher Platt would say. It's Strowman's favorites. DP, I have a fairly successful success rate on this segment.
On successing. Boy, that's not a word.
C's, my brother.
Something.
Alright. Why don't you guide us through another edition of...
Yeah, I feel like Braun Strowman hasn't been on television as often and doing as much as his big things that he used to be able to tear down structures and all that stuff that he's doing. I mean, I don't know what he's been doing with his time. Maybe he's been out of the town. I don't know. I don't know if he's what he likes to frequent. If he's a He likes the bars or any singles clubs or anything like that. I don't know what he does for this time, but I assume he does fairly well with the ladies. I don't know if he's maybe married or what, but my question would be then, what does Braun Strowman call himself when he's trying to pick up the ladies?
Fuck you, first of all. That can be the name of this episode. EWI Podcast number 215. Yeah, fuck you, boy.
Someone who's a ladies' man, you know.
Oh, good God. No, I'm not even going to try. Just,
I'm not even going to try?
No.
Come on. Let's see.
This is ridiculously difficult.
This is? Really?
Or is he Braun, the lady's mom?
Well, he might be Don Juan.
Braun Don Juan. All right.
You tried your best, and you failed miserably. The lesson is, never try.
Yeah, that was really hard, and that's what she said. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. All right, DP. It's time for last call. Last call.
What do you mean it's last call? And I didn't even think about that it was Valentine's Day and it was the ladies. Don Juan, that just worked on so many levels.
Oh, shut up.
I
EVP, my big question to you has been my big question of the week to everybody I've talked to, whether it's Andrew Snowflake Blaz texting with the one and only MVP, Christopher Platt. Squeeze me. I've had some of the cider tonight. Got it from one leg. And it's wooden. So, I've also talked to Big Dave Unger. I've talked to Greg DeMarco. The one and only Patrick O'Dowd. Big Rick Lackney. Lachney, if you're from the Midwest. Kenny Killa. Shout out across the pond. People we know. Tim Bodie, DJ Kirsch, Thunder Rosa, etc., etc. We go down the line. We just talk to people we know. We ask them the biggest questions of all the damn questions. Especially Max Holiday. Is there a chance in hell that Goldberg comes away with the title here? Because me, personally, DP, I look at the match and I go, Goldberg comes out, match starts, Bray gets down there in his fucking Fiend outfit. We got a confrontation. We got a rope bounce. We got a spear. We got a jackhammer. We got a 1-2-3. We got a new... gets up and laughs and beats the ever-loving shit out of fucking Goldberg.
This is probably the best opportunity that they have to get that title off the Fiend if they want to do it. This is it. You got it right on the money. Easy Tony. What a surprise.
If they're going to do it, it's going to happen now. It's going to happen quick. If not, he's probably going to carry it till the next WrestleMania, honestly.
Well, and let me tell you, unless they're going to pull this Roman Reigns stuff and Roman Reigns ends up winning it at WrestleMania and beats the Fiend, but this is, I think, the perfect opportunity for them to do this, and you have it exactly the way you say it. I don't know how you, whatever you want to say the words, but you walk in, the stare down, Fiend walks away, spear, jackhammer, new champion. When have they done that at a Super Showdown? Maybe I'm wrong. I have to think back, I guess, but just off the top of my head, I don't think there's been any title changes at a Super Showdown. This would be one that would be amazing to do and perfect, and give Goldberg the WWE title, the Universal title, I guess, back. It gives him another chance to have a WrestleMania match, whether they want to do it against The Undertaker and try that one more time. Because I've been hinting and saying that wouldn't it be great to see The Undertaker come back, win the title, and have one just short little run with the championship and finally go out and retire. That would give them a perfect opportunity to have that match again, because it was so bad because Goldberg hurt himself or, got himself knocked out the last time they wrestled. This would be an opportunity for Goldberg to get back on the title. If they want to do it, have that match with The Undertaker again, this time at WrestleMania. Give The Undertaker a title shot at the Universal title in a short little run. Lose it to Roman Reigns or however they want to do it. Or maybe they have Roman Reigns and Goldberg at WrestleMania, and that's how Reigns gets it back and Goldberg loses. But I love that. I love that idea. I think I'd rather see Goldberg versus, if they're going to do Reigns, I'd rather see Goldberg versus Reigns than The Fiend versus Reigns, in my opinion. And I think they blew their wad early with The Fiend by giving him this title and have themselves basically no outs. This is the perfect out, and this is a great chance to have a title change at a Super Showdown where they basically never have title changes and you're never expecting one. This is their shot at it, and I think this is the best place for them to do this.
Isn't that funny, though, because it's like, oh, no, I don't want Goldberg ever to be champion again, but, oh, wait, we were there at Fastlane, and, now it's like, oh, that'd be awesome to have Goldberg champ again, because it would, release the Fiend cleanly, promote Roman Reigns, everybody would cheer Reigns over Goldberg, right? So it's like, hey, folks, like, this is probably something that could really, 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 really happen. Because what happens if Roman beats The Fiend and people blew the shit out of him? Because we're so far from removed from what he went through and the way people treated him beforehand. Now, folks, I'm not trying to, like, discount anything that's happened in the past, but, like, on a personal or human or emotional level, but these people boo the shit out of Roman Reigns any chance they can get. I mean, like, the only reason Roman Reigns isn't getting booed right now is because he had cancer and went away. Like, I'm just want to be honest with all of you. Like, I'm not saying they should boo him. I'm not saying he isn't a great person and what he does and everything else. And I'm not saying I'm not a supporter of him. But the only reason people don't boo Roman Reigns when he walks into arena is because he had cancer. If Roman Reigns had never had cancer, people would still boo the shit out of fucking Roman Reigns. I just want y'all to know that. And DP, I want you to ring the bell for like 10 seconds. Just ring the bell. Just keep ringing it for 10 seconds. Go ahead. Yeah. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I just want people to know that.
That's 100% true.
I appreciate Roman Reigns and what he went through, but if he had never had cancer, people would still be booing the ever-loving shit out of him, and he'd be the heel-est motherfucker in wrestling. And maybe that's what he needed to do. How about a heel Roman Reigns? Like, legit. Like, fucking he turns and goes, you know what? Fuck all of you. Is that coming sometime?
If Vince McMahon has his way, no, but it should be. It should be, and it should have been done a long time ago.
Or is he John Cena now?
He feels like he's just the new John Cena, although...
But we've talked about why John Cena will never turn heel, right? I mean, I've had 2 to 3 minute rampages on this fucking very show that we've had 215 episodes of the DWI podcast of saying, this is why John Cena will never turn heel. Period. End of story. It's already happened. Hogan did it, and he took it away from everybody else that ever fucking do it again. Because there's no other fucking reason to do it other than money. And Hogan did it, and he did it best, and it ain't gonna fucking matter what any of the rest of you fucking idiots do. And you can shit on Hogan all you want, but he did it, and he did it best. Right? I mean, there's another big, gigantic point we're exploring right here.
Oh, there, yeah. Nope, that was the one you never thought. Never. At that point, you were like, there's no chance now he is ever going to do that kind of thing. And he did it. You're right. He did. He totally did it.
If Gizmo agrees, it's lockdown.
And it was the greatest faction ever created when he did it.
Lock, stock, and smoking barrel. All right, DP. Anything we missed today that you really wanted to get off your chest that you really want to talk about?
Not that I want to talk about, but you mentioned John Cena. He looks like he's coming back on SmackDown, so it'd be interesting if what kind of match he's going to have at WrestleMania. I assume he's having one, so let's wait and see about that one.
All right, I'll give you my John Cena I want for WrestleMania. You give me yours, and then we'll close the show out. How's that sound?
Sounds beautiful.
All right, why not put Keith Lee over and have John Cena versus Keith Lee in a fucking super awesome... Yeah, I took it from you. Boom. This is why this is the GWI podcast. Really, that was your fucking idea, too? Face versus face, just get guys over... Keith Lee beats John Cena in a super awesome match. Yeah, that's what I would want, considering he's not involved. So pick something different.
Let's see, if it's not a long run for him, Edge versus John Cena, WrestleMania, close it out with his biggest feud ever that he's ever had, one of the best feuds.
And Orton are fucking wrestling. Pick something else, come on.
Jesus. I don't know. Fine, I got one.
The scenery turn, Matt Hardy, version 9.
Oh, God. I don't have his music ready. I should always have Matt Hardy version 1's music ready. I feel like that's just a thing. I think he's done, though.
Well, he's got a street fight against Randy Orton, or a no-holds-barred hard match on Monday. Some kind of no DQ match on Monday.
I don't know. Fine. I want a returning CM Punk.
Well, that's crap. It's not gonna happen. But I'll play us out. I can play us out.
Alright, you punk us out.
I'll punk us out.
Well, it's as simple as this. Just when they think they got the answers, I change the culture.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is PC Tony. You can find me at PC Tony. You can find us at Podcast DWI. You can also check us out at thechairshot.com in addition to ewrestlingnews.com. That's what's crappening. That's what's happening. We're always here for you. Check me out at PC Tony. Check him out at It's Me DPP. We got many other associates, but this show right here is the podcast known as DWI DPP. There are a couple other mediums they can find us.
Most importantly, on Facebook at facebook.com/DWI podcast. And check it out on Instagram at It's Me DPP, particularly for those Brew City Wrestling events.
Ladies and gentlemen, do me a favor, Flav. Check out the Greg DeMarco show. Check out the hashtag Miranda show. Check out at Bandwagon Nerds. Check out Pot is War. Check out what Rick Lachny has going on. Lachny, 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 Lachny.
Bless you.
That was for Pod. That should go down. But make sure you go ahead and check everything that's going on with the Chair Shot Radio Network. We love you. We love you for listening. We appreciate you for listening. And we just love what we do. We love what we talk about, and we like to talk to each other. We like to figure out what's going on. So check us out. Listen in. Tune in. Recently had the one and only Max Holiday on Pod is War. But right now, you've been listening to the show known as DWI Podcast. But I just want... I wasn't finishing there. I said, I want to get the last finishing words from the man, the myth, the legend, the architect, the scientist. Give me one great prediction for this weekend, take over Portland, and I'll take over and take us home.
Oh, man. One big one. Well, I think I will just say Daddy's coming home.
Uh-oh. And you've been listening to another edition of the podcast known as
DWI. Daddy's home.
Daddy's home.
There it is.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. The Meat Street
News.
Matt Hardy's back, and he will dominate you.
Yeah, breaking news. Tony's useless.
Hey, guess what I found?